10 questions at 10:45 time. We're going to chat with Michael from Kitchen Cabinet Solutions. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
You okay if I smack my pen off my desk for a couple hours while we do this?
Is that good? Absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. There you go. Kitchen Cabinet Solutions, been around for a while, though. If I'm not mistaken, a bit of a change in ownership over the last several years?
Yes. So about 5 years ago, my business partner, Brenda, and I took over the business. We've both been in the industry for over 20 years each, so lots of experience. And we've got two really amazing installers who've been with us for quite a while, and they've been with us for quite a while as well, so it's been a good run.
Certainly a lot of people have been spending a lot of time sitting at home and maybe looking at their kitchens or other parts of their home going, you know what, I've had enough. I can't look at these cupboards anymore for crying out loud. So that's where they're going to start thinking about home renovations in some way, shape, or form. So the first question I should ask is, during this COVID-19 pandemic, is Kitchen Cabinet Solutions open?
Yes. We are open, but the way we're open is a very different situation than what we would have been otherwise. We're doing a lot of email quoting. We're answering the phones. Like we're here 9 to 5, and we will take appointments where we can sort of physically distance, maybe have one customer at a time. You know, we have masks and hand sanitizer and all the necessary things if a customer really needs to see something in the showroom. But for the most part, we've been doing email quotes and requests over the phone.
It certainly is a busy time, I'm sure, for many, because, again, a lot of people are sitting at home and maybe looking around going, you know, I'd like to change this part of my house or this part of my house. Are you seeing an influx of people going, you know what, I'm just ready for a change?
In fact, over the past couple of days, we've probably seen people emailing and calling a lot more than they were when all of this started. But it's funny, too, because all this happens. Spring is typically a busy kitchen time, so we're probably going to miss the typical rush that we would normally get in spring. But like you said, as of the past few days, it seems like people are getting a bit stir-crazy. They're using their kitchens more, and they're saying, hey, I can't get to the back corner of this one cabinet, or this design is terrible. Is there something that you can help me with? So, yeah, I would say right now we have actually seen a few people calling a little more regularly.
So, again, you're getting phone calls, you're answering emails, you're doing what you can do in regards to social distancing.
Absolutely.
Are you able to sell product from your store at this point now where people can come pick it up, or is it mostly just through having your contractors go out and actually do the install?
Well, most of our work is through install, but if a customer was to say, hey, I need a new vanity or I need a new countertop, there really wouldn't be anything stopping us from taking the measurements over the phone or getting a Zoom conversation going over, you know, a video chat and getting all the information we need to order something that they could eventually pick up. When it comes to new kitchens, basically we are... we wouldn't install a new kitchen until the government says it's okay. If the job hadn't started sort of before the pandemic, we weren't really allowed to do it. So someone could get all the legwork done, and then once the government opens things up back again for new construction as far as something that doesn't have a permit, then we would install at that point.
One of our coworkers, by the way, was remodeling his kitchen. That was way too much work for me to even look at on pictures. I got tired just looking at his Facebook posts.
Right. People take a lot of pride in their kitchen. So when they get a new kitchen or when they're doing a lot of work, that tends to be when you see all the Instagram and Facebook things coming up. And you know, it's one of those things that you should be proud of when you, you know, spend a lot of time developing an idea and coming up with a concept. So, yeah, it's nice to see.
I got sad, actually, Jordan, the other day. My mom's been living in the same house for about 20-some-odd years, and she just changed her kitchen around, and now it looks different. I'm like, well, that's not the kitchen I grew up in.
Yeah, it ruins your childhood.
I can't
just like
look
that.
At that. I remember those brown drab kitchen cabinet. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Because you said that spring is usually a busy time for your business, a lot of people, again, are looking at home renos. Maybe they've just finally had enough. Do you normally have any online sales or services that you guys provide this time of year?
Well, we don't typically have online sales, but as I mentioned, we are taking email requests and we're doing phone requests. And what we're doing at the moment, because, again, typically we're busier this time of year, so in order to promote some extra business, we've decided that any kitchen that gets designed and quoted during the pandemic, we're going to give an additional 5% off just in order to kind of, you know, allow for people to still investigate the process and maybe give some incentive for that.
What's the best way to keep your customers up to date as you go through the situation? As you mentioned, the phones are open. The store is quote-unquote open for phone calls, emails. Are you using your website? Are you using social media? Of course, you're here on the radio talking to us today, so that's one of them too.
Right. So, yeah, obviously advertising, we changed up our ad that we have on the Oldies station, which we've been really successful with. And then as far as changing our hours, we have our Google profile updated to show that we're taking, we are not doing Saturday appointments, but there's not really any good way for us to say that we're doing appointment only. So, but people do tend to call. So, I mean, most of our traffic comes in from referrals or from them finding our website, organically. And so when they call, we just say, hey, you know, there's a couple of options. You can either send us the information via email, or we can set up a Zoom chat, or we can do something over the internet.
10 questions at 10:45, extra 9.5. We're chatting with Michael from Kitchen Cabinet Solutions. You mentioned, of course, the social distancing, a lot of virtual conversations through Zoom or through email, through phone call. Are there any other ways that you're utilizing in order to keep your customers and your employees safe at this time?
Really, honestly, at the moment, no. We're trying to do what everyone is familiar with, and so phone and email and all that seems to be the best way that we've been able to do it.
Obviously, because you can't do as much as you would normally do at this time of year, as you alluded to. Mm-hmm. Have there been any other limitations of the products or services? Again, we're not doing any full installs right now, for example, right?
Right. So a new install we probably won't be doing until the government says we're allowed. We are, however, you know, we work with some insurance companies and disaster mitigation companies. So when it's considered an emergency or something essential, we can do that. As far as what we're able to purchase, right now we can get any of our products. We had a bit of a shortage that was coming out of Quebec because they shut down the entire province for manufacturing. So we were, a couple of our manufacturers had some door issues, but that has since resolved itself. So at the moment, we can get countertops, we can get kitchens. And my guess would be that if someone was to prep a kitchen now, by the time the government opens things back up again, that's probably when we'll have the kitchen and we can install it as per usual. Because we have a pretty long sales cycle. Like normally we're about 8 weeks from the time that you actually get a design to the time that the kitchen arrives.
Okay.
So with that time, I can't imagine that in 2 months, if someone was to come in now, that we wouldn't be able to install it as a normal sales cycle.
We're looking at, obviously, different ways of doing business, as you mentioned, a lot more virtual stuff. Have you learned anything along the way of this that you're thinking, you know what, this worked. We can actually do this after our quote-unquote new normal comes back.
Right. I think what we've learned is it's really nice to have one-on-one without the possibility of another customer popping into the store when you're really trying to work personally with a customer, because kitchens are very personal. So one of the things that I think we're going to try and do much more going forward is by appointment only, probably after hours or weekend jobs, where we actually invite the customer into the showroom where they're going to be the only person who gets our attention with no chance of someone interrupting. So that one-on-one is the thing that we've learned the most. So social distancing, physical distancing has shown that actually, you know, one-on-one is really important in this industry.
It certainly is amazing how something like this looks at you, makes you look at your business model a little bit differently and go, wait, we never really thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, we always did by appointment, but it's really highlighted the fact that it'd be nice to invite people in sort of, you know, in one couple at a time, you know, one person at a time. So, absolutely.
Michael, where can people get a hold of you?
So they can get a hold of us at our website, which is kitchencabinetsolutions.com, or we've also got our phone number, which is 705-743-1299.
Michael David from Kitchen Cabinet Solutions, thank you, my friend, and have a great week.
Appreciate you having us on. Thanks so much.